Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY, 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James Breezy, and the artist formerly known as Ryan from Webster, now Ryan from L.A., joining us on the phone, bright and early over there on the West Coast. I got to be honest.
You must really love us.
Yeah, man, I got to be honest. I'm very, very happy and shocked that you still get up this early to talk to us.
You can say no, but not really.
No.
We've been there.
I'm getting up at 7.
Yeah, okay. All right, okay. So it's not as big of a deal. Okay.
Ryan, the grind never stops, right, brother?
The grind never stops. I don't sleep.
Sleep is for the weak.
So no, hang on. Okay, so I interviewed Travie McCoy from Gym Class Heroes, one of Geneva's finest.
What's Travie doing now? Absolutely nothing.
I don't, okay, wow, shade, okay. this is when I at my first radio job, and he said to me a quote that I will remember forever. He said, "I don't sleep because sleep is the cousin of death."
Wait, that is literally the most dark thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
that is incredibly dark.
Yeah, so you can use that one if you want to drop it. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't love, to be honest, like, I don't love sleeping. Like, I love being, like, awake, and it's just, like, when I go to sleep, it feels like I'm wasting time.
It's the FOMO, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, it's just like
the grind.
If we didn't need it, I would love to just use the bowl 24 hours in a day.
Can you imagine how what you could accomplish?
Oh, my God.
Why do we need sleep, though?
So much more.
You know what I mean?
Why, okay, here's a question. Why is that never anyone's, like, when you have the old conversation, what superpower would you have? Why does no one ever say that I don't need sleep? That would be
like,
a great...
never sleep, but never feel tired.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
That's so true. You just, people be like, how did you do that last night? And you're still like fresh and energetic and ready to go today.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There are those people though that like they don't need much and it doesn't make any sense.
But
like,
you're probably not so getting a lot of sleep. Is your body fully adjusted to the West Coast time?
I would say it is. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not getting a ton of sleep. I'm getting more than like the director and stuff like that. That's for sure. Like,
yeah.
He's been on a constant grind.
But the line reading and practice and, you know, shooting, how much sleep are you getting? Probably like what, 4 hours?
Yeah, I mean, it's been like consistently like 12-hour days on set. Oof, and then you get the sides that night. And then it's like, you know, because of a variety of reasons, we're trying to shoot it like relatively quickly. So we're really trying to like jam it into, you know, like a lesser amount of days, I think, than usual. And so we're trying to do, like, sometimes we're doing like 10 to 12 pages in a day.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know Ryan from Webster, aka Ryan from LA now, first of all, how dare you? Second of all, Ryan's actually out in LA right now shooting his first movie ever. Mm-hmm. And I've been lightly stalking on Instagram.
Not lightly.
Lightly, Corey. And when I say lightly, I mean the notifications are on every time you post.
Yep.
But I've been seeing a lot of behind the scenes stories and stuff through your Instagram, through your production company's Instagram. It looks really cool.
Yeah. I mean, like, the cinematographer that's on the job and the director, like, are working really, really well together. I think they know each other. They're familiar with each other. But I mean, I think they like what they're seeing too, which is exciting the cast.
Nice,
because,
yeah.
Like, everybody's in on this grind. Like, and we're trying to shoot it really fast. And yeah, it's hard work, but everyone's having it. Like, everyone's getting along. It's an absolute blast. And mm-hmm. everyone loves the script and the story. So it's kind of like we're all bought in, and it's going good.
That's awesome.
So again, we don't want to get you in trouble here, so don't answer anything you can't. But, you know, yeah. what can you tell us about the movie?
It's really just like a coming of age, like drama, comedy kind of movie where I'm playing a younger kid, a high schooler, who doesn't really know, like, you know, who he is, like, mm-hmm. who, going forward. He's just trying to figure out his life.
So, story about you, basically.
When people like ask me, you know what it's about, it's tough because really, like, the movie's about life. Like, that's the best way I can sum it up.
Okay.
And it's like it's relatable to the sense where, you know, I think everybody to a certain extent goes through this. Maybe, yeah. you know, the character I'm playing definitely has unique circumstances that I won't go into detail about, but, sure. you know, you'll see if you end up watching it.
Which you should.
Which they will, first of all.
Yeah, and it's good. You know, there's a kid playing it's crazy, like, how fast when you're on this schedule, how fast you become acquainted and, like, friends with the people that you're working with. A kid that's playing my best friend, it's like, I feel like I've known him since middle school.
Now,
like,
you're actual best friends.
Yeah.
I think, Ryan, what we're learning is you're a method actor. You know, again, this is your first role, so you're just figuring this stuff out, but that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Never break character. So what has it been like? Again, it's your first role. What was your expectation kind of going in, and has that expectation been met, or is it something completely different? And I have a quick follow-up on that one, too. Do you shoot in order? Because I've heard that's not what usually happens, and I feel like I would just be confused as to what was happening.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah.
So, also true.
I honestly didn't. I have nothing to compare it to, you know. So I really had no expectations going in. I was just a little bit nervous because I'm like, you know, I've never done, like, screen acting before. And you know, those nerves, like, as the days went on, they just got less and less. I got more comfortable with the camera being there, more comfortable with the scenes that we were shooting. And I'm learning so much about, like, how a movie's made. I literally can't watch a movie right now without thinking about the process that the crew had to go about to film that. Which is, like, good and bad in a sense. Like, I'm, like, watching a movie, and I find myself not even thinking about the plot, but I'm thinking about, like, oh, that's interesting.
It's probably like a chef, right? You go to a fancy restaurant, and you get this incredible dish, and instead of, like, just enjoying it for how great it tastes, you're like, well, I wonder if they used this or did this. So I kind of want to go back in the kitchen and see, like, what they did. So it's probably similar to that.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, I'm guessing, like, eventually, like, I won't be so distracted by that, like, when I'm watching, because I'll just get used to it. But what was the other question? Because I know I had a good answer for it, but now
are you shooting in sequence, or is it kind of all over the place?
Oh yeah, no, we are not shooting in sequence, and so
is that confusing?
I think if you're as long as so because I'm. Because I'm the lead, like, I've read the script multiple times, and I feel like I have a really, really good grasp on the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of, you know, when I'm going through it and reading it, I'm like, kind of like, okay, I'm trying to write out, you know, why my character's feeling the way he is,
sure.
and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So that has helped with confusion. If I was less acquainted with the script and we were shooting right away, like, for example, like, the first day we shot one of the biggest, like, turning points in the movie. The first day.
You're like, wait.
Off to a hot start, right.
Yeah, it was like, okay, this is a good warm-up, right?
No, just jump right in both feet. It's interesting, right, especially with, you know, what we've been told by you about the movie, when it is kind of a coming-of-age tale, and you know, and obviously in every movie, every character experiences growth, but is there a way to kind of put yourself in that moment for your character? I mean, especially if you're filming out of sequence like that, there's going to be points where these big things have happened and changed them, and then you go back to before those things happen, and you're supposed to be different.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely difficult, and that's something I'm learning as I go. And I was talking on the phone with my parents last night, and they're probably like, "Oh, this guy is that LA is affecting him, because I was sounding all like philosophical, like talking about the process of acting.
Oh, no.
And because really, it's so interesting. Like, I'm finding new things, new techniques that are really helping me just like stay in the scene, be humanized, and not like think about I'm delivering online, you know?
Right.
And it's interesting. Like, the things that work are just like things that you wouldn't even think of. Even if it's like, oh, I have a beer can in my hand, I'm going to play with it a little bit. Because that's what I would do. You know, I'm a human being. I'm not like a robot. I don't notice that I, you know, have a beer can in my hand.
Right.
And so things like that. And like, sometimes it really is like the hardest things I find are when there's absolutely nothing going on and I'm just looking at someone and delivering a line. It's like, you'd think they'd be the easiest.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I had to deliver a line, like, it's like, you know, what do you want for breakfast this morning? I don't know. Eggs. No, I don't want eggs. I want waffles. I'd be like, that's so difficult, because it's like, there's nothing going on. And how do you
right. Nothing,
that?
Nothing to distract.
How do you make it sound? Yeah.
Right.
How has the LA lifestyle been? I mean, like, I know things are still kind of shut down over there. How is you're obviously working a ton of hours shooting this movie. Mm-hmm. Have you found time to still, you know, keep pumping out content for TikTok and YouTube and Instagram? Have you integrated it into the shoot, or have you just kind of been balls to the wall, all focus on the movie?
Yeah, so I definitely initially planned on kind of integrating it and posting a lot on TikTok about the movie. But what happened is, and I, you know, I'm still, like, a lot of people in the crew too are like grabbing videos and grabbing pictures when we're on set, stuff like that. I try to, you know, some days when I have a little more free time, I'm able to grab some videos for my story on Instagram or whatever it is. But I did initially plan on posting a lot on TikTok. The problem is, we're moving at such a fast pace.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I, you know, I didn't realize, you know, how fast it would be. It's like, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, all the time, like, holding, I'll just be chilling. And it's like, on set, film a scene. Okay, we got the wide coverage. Okay, we got that. Okay, moving on. Getting to the new night, like, because we're filming out of order. So it's like, okay, wardrobe, boom, back on set, next scene. And it's like, there's like, I thought there would be a lot of time, but it really is like, scene, okay, bang, good, bang, moving on, change, go.
Time is money. Yeah. You gotta keep it moving.
And you're really only filming for a month, right? You're only out there for like a month and a month and a half?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, I don't know if it's going to change, but I think it's like 16 days is like the, what they're trying to do. Yeah.
Well, definitely give Ryan a follow on TikTok, on Instagram. It's the same. Ryan Wynn. It's with two N's, 44. And you've been doing a lot of great stuff, showing a little behind the scenes. I just saw one of your stories of you skateboarding. Not a natural skateboarder.
Your outfits are.
Because you're a hockey guy.
Yeah, I'm a rollerblader. You know, I'm a rollerblader. So I'm like, they're like, yeah, you gotta skate into this scene. I'm like, what? Like, okay.
Let me figure it out. Sounds good.
You're like, I can't just like do Blade Gang? Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Like, I think my character is more of a Blade guy. I just,
could you imagine, dude? I just bring out the short shorts. I'm like, let's get it.
The crop top. No, your outfits are incredible, though. I've been seeing some of those,
too. We're getting to the point of our conversation where it wraps up and Breezy gets creepy.
Probably
shut it down.
They're like
then.
Older outfits.
Yeah, I have a sick record shop, like, jacket. That's
nice.
My favorite thing.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, make sure you give Ryan a follow, and we'll keep getting updates from him as long as he'll be giving them to us for what's going on with that movie, and certainly can't wait to see. Do they have any timetable as far as, like, it's probably way down the road because it takes forever to edit,
like,
but
that.
Of when it might be out and able to be viewed?
I can't say. I don't want to put anything
sure,
out there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
any
sure.
Sometime. But when I know.
Yeah,
when I know, you guys will be the first.
Yes!
All right, perfect. We love to hear that.
All right, can't wait to get invited to the premiere. It's going to be great.
What if we went to L.A., Corey?
What if we did, Breezy? There is an adventure. Which one of
Vlog
us...
Vlog the whole thing.
Which one of us doesn't come back? That's the real question to ask.
Probably me, honestly.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I move in with Ryan.
All right. Ryan from Webster, a.k.a. Ryan from L.A. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for taking the time and getting us up to speed. And we'll try to check back in with you next week if you have the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, man. Talk to you later. See ya.